Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 910 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And guys, this is a huge day in the history of Smart Passive Income and AskPat, and for me, because today marks the first public open enrollment period for my brand new course, PowerUpPodcasting.com. I'm literally holding people's hands through the process of actually starting their own podcast, getting them over all the humps related to that, from fear of your own voice to what it is that you're going to talk about, how you're going to stand out, what are your episodes going to be about, how do you actually reach out to guests and have them on your show and say yes to doing that, to just finding people to kind of actually listen to your show and all the tech stuff. Like, everything is covered step by step, and I walk you through the process. It's been beta tested already, so the public launch is a huge deal. And so I cannot wait. If you want to sign up, go to powerupodcasting.com. And for the first time ever, I'm mentioning this for the first time ever on AskPat, there's also a second option to have you attend a two-day workshop with me in San Diego, California, that I'm leading in September, actually at the end of September, early October, a two-day period for me to walk you through that process and actually go through all the course material in just 2 days. And by the end of it, you'll be all set and ready to go. So you have your options there, but if you want to check out and see what's going on, powerupodcasting.com is the place to go. Would love for you to have your own show someday if you don't already, and I want to be the one to help you do it. powerupodcasting.com. All right, thanks guys for letting me share that with you. I'm not going to talk about it too much more in this episode here, but I do want to answer Bree's question today, an amazing question that came in from Bree related to confidence. So let's get right to it. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. My name is Bree from BreeArmstrong.com, and I also have a niche website called GeekShiro.com that is just starting out. And my question is just about confidence. It is something that I talk about a lot on my personal brand, and I was wondering what tips you may have as far as having confidence to do things that you've never done before, things that you might be afraid of, and the what do you do when you feel like you need to push through? What are your three things that you could give as advice for confidence and doing things afraid, even if you are afraid? Thank you so much for everything. You are the best. I love you, and you have been a great help always. So thank you so much.
Hey, Bree, thank you so much for all the support. I appreciate you so much and for listening in and especially for asking this question. I think it's going to be helpful for hopefully not only you, but everybody else out there listening. So what are three ways to gain confidence to do things even when you are afraid? So the first thing is, I know one of the things I fear when I try something new is just kind of the fear of the unknown, especially like first steps, right? It's like walk in and, you know, you take steps very carefully. And if you come to that point where things look a little bit scary, you kind of go even slower. Sometimes you'll go even backwards and just go back to your comfort zone. And of course, all the most amazing things in life happen outside of your comfort zone. So you're going to have to take some steps forward. And that first step is always the hardest thing. So one thing I do to gain confidence is to just research and talk to people and understand anything I can about the first step. Sometimes I don't know where that first step is going to lead me, but I at least want to know that I'm heading in the right direction, right? Which is why validating your idea is really important, or why joining a course so you know the right sequence to actually put something together is really important. You know, all those kinds of things can help you with confidence because they just help you get started. And of course, once things get rolling and you know if you're headed at least in the right direction, even if you don't know where that final outcome is, but at least you know you're going toward that thing that you know you're shooting for, well, then it's much easier to focus all that energy on that next step and making sure that first one is the right one. Number two is I focus on, as I go along, the small wins. So again, just like how these big goals are very intimidating, sometimes you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It becomes very deflating, especially if you start putting a lot of work into it. Well, I love to take big, giant goals and big, scary things and break them down into little mini milestones. And one thing that I love to do is really celebrate the small wins when I achieve them. I mean, like I was talking about earlier, this is a huge win today with Power Up Podcasting. But, you know, I remember my first time launching a product back in 2008 with my architecture site, helping people pass an exam. I mean, yes, that was a huge undertaking to get to the point at which I would sell a product to those people to help them pass an exam. But some of my best wins were getting emails from people saying, Pat, thank you for this information that you're sharing with me. Or the first time I wrote a chapter in that book, you know, really celebrating that moment of actually having a full finalized chapter in my book that I knew was going to be just one small part of a larger whole. And so really celebrating the small wins, man, you got to do that because it can be very deflating along the way if you don't, because a lot of what we often try to do is so large that if you just focus on the end outcome of that, it's going to seem like it's going to take forever and you're going to retreat. You know, it's not about the end goal sometimes. Sometimes, as Miley Cyrus sometimes says, it's about the climb. Sorry for that reference. I probably lost some customers at that point. But no, anyway, that's just what's going through my head. Okay, number three, the final one I want to share with you, and that is encouragement from others. There's nothing like having other people who know what you're doing, who share the same values, who can be there to encourage you, who can be there to hold you accountable, to be there to actually hold your hand through the process, and to answer your questions too. And so that's why I feel like getting involved with other people, with whatever it is that you're trying to do is really important. So whether that's getting a mentor or finding a mastermind group or even joining a community. There are many communities on Facebook or even in person like meetup.com that you can go and find other people who are like you or who are doing something similar or who have these same fears that you can kind of fall on each other for help and for encouragement, right? This is why within Power Up Podcasting, there's the Student Center, which will have hundreds of students currently. I mean, before launch, there was 160 students in there from the beta launch, but all the new students are going to be in there as well, the alumni, and that has been a crucial component for actually the founding members who were going through this process because they've all, you know, were helping each other out, sharing wins, like I said in tip number two, small wins along the way, seeing people's cover art, having people link to their show there as well when they come out. It's just so cool. And when you see other people do that too and they're encouraging you along the way and you see somebody just one step ahead of you and they say, hey, oh, this is what helped me, man, it's just so helpful. So mentorships or mastermind groups or communities like that's really important. And also in Power Up Podcasting, you get access to me in office hours for a month too, which is really fun. So anyway, that's that. And then finally, I mean, here's tip number four. This is a big one for me when it comes to fear. And that is thinking honestly about the answer to this question. What is the worst that can happen? Oftentimes when I try something new, my brain just goes off on this tangent of ridiculous things that would never happen in real life. But for whatever reason, we just think of the worst outcomes possible that are super unlikely. For example, when I started speaking on stage, I remember I had just visions of me going on stage, forgetting what I was going to say, crying, people throwing tomatoes at me. I don't know where these tomatoes came from. They just had them. And then I'd slip and fall in the juices of the tomatoes and I'd break my nose. And then like later on, I'd end up naked in a ditch somewhere. Like that's what I thought, like literally. And I don't know if you think that's weird, but I think you can relate to just how crazy our brain can be sometimes in trying to block us from doing something new. And so for me, I often ask myself, well, what's the worst that can happen? And the true answer to that question is significantly less scary than what my brain initially thinks often. And so I just think of the answer to that, and that typically pushes me forward. Oh, that's it? Okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. What's the worst that can happen? They'll say no. Or what's the worst that can happen? Maybe I just don't enjoy this course, and I'll just ask for a refund, which there is a refund period because there's a money-back guarantee with Power Up Podcasting as well. Anyway, see how I sprinkled Power Up Podcasting in there kind of naturally? Anyway, guys, I appreciate you so much, and especially you, Bree, for asking this question. Hopefully these three or actually four tips are there to help you. and help all of you get through the process and the fear that you might have so that you can gain that confidence, because you need that to move forward, right? And hopefully this has been helpful. So thank you so much, Bree. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by W. Somerset Maugham. Imagination grows by exercise, and contrary to common belief, is more powerful in the mature than in the young. All right, guys, take care. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is that link one more time to Power Up Podcasting, and that is powerupodcasting.com. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.